The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to my favorite day and time of the week. It is Thursday at 5 o'clock. In fact, it is the first Thursday of the month, and you know what that means. We are broadcasting live from the First Thursday Marketplace at Main Gate Square. Now, all of our loyal listeners are scratching their heads wondering where the art walk went, and let me explain the mystery here. The art walk didn't go anywhere. They just changed the name because the concept has gotten much more alive and so much more exciting. There's all kinds of great culinary demonstrations and wine tastings and beer tastings and great things for the kids, all happening down here for the First Thursday Marketplace at Main Gate Square, of course, which is that lovely stretch of University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. There are so many different salons and shops and boutiques, and the place is just buzzing with activity here. We're going to be having Al Perry himself is going to be starting to play right now here in Geronimo Plaza at 6 o'clock. We've got La Cerca is going to be playing at 7 o'clock, Hairspray, Fire, and Girls for the Luz de Vida. We've got entertainment going on here all night long, and the weather is perfect. And I thought for this exciting broadcast here in Main Gate Square, I would bring back longtime celebrity co-host, longtime Tucson foodie, a man about town, executive director of the Children's Museum of Tucson, Michael Luria, back here with us.
Good afternoon. It is great to be back. It is the highlight of my week to be able to share this lovely afternoon with you.
The highlight of your week, Michael Luria. Oh, that touches my heart. Can I have that in writing?
Anything's possible.
So Al Perry is serenading us as we are here on the patio of Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine. Now listen to this. Freddie here at Sinbad's, and we're going to have a great Mediterranean experience here with some food he's going to be bringing out. But he's got a special for all of our listeners here tonight. He is saying for only $25 tonight, if you come out here and join us at Sinbad's Mediterranean Cuisine, he's going to be giving you three appetizers and a bottle of house wine for only $25.
Not to mention the ambiance and all the entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, Sinbad's has got one of the great patios here in southern Arizona. They've got this wonderful bar offering, again, with these great Lebanese wines, Lebanese beers. As a matter of fact, let me just say cheers to you for an early start to our weekend. We're enjoying some Lebanese beer called Almaza. Have you had a tug of this one yet?
I'm going to try right now.
See, this is live radio. You and I have a sip of beer together, and it goes dark.
Yep.
What's your reaction to this Lebanese beer?
It's a very light pilsner. It's a great way to kick off the afternoon after work. Don't you think?
Yeah, this is the perfect way. Again, the perfect weather. We're going to be having some great food, looking at the smiles on the faces of everyone across Geronimo Plaza here within earshot and eye shot of Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine. But things are going around here, Main Gate Square. In addition to Sinbad's, they've got the second entree is half off at Sultan Palace. Our good friends over at Pasco Kitchen and Lounge, Romero Scavo and his team, are going to be doing Brews and Bells, and that's $2 off any specialty drink and all draft beers, except for Pabst Blue Ribbon. If you're here helping the people at Ben's Bells paint these bells, they're really this great collaboration between Pasco and Ben's Bells. What a fine opportunity to really do something good for the community.
Ben's Bells is absolutely wonderful. In fact, we work with them quite often at the Children's Museum. It's a great organization. They do wonderful things. And what a great way for Romero and the folks at Pasco to coordinate and collaborate with them.
Absolutely. Silvermine Subs, buy one sub, get one half off. Kababecue Indian Grill, I think the best chicken tikka masala in the galaxy is at Kababecue. And they're doing free samples, so come by and try a taste between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So much going on here in Main Gate Square. But, Michael, we haven't seen you in a while, and we know that, you know, it's hard to catch up with you in your worldwide culinary pursuits. What kind of places have you enjoyed, both here and abroad, on the culinary side of things?
You know, I've been taking in a lot of happy hours lately, and that's been really good. And one of the things I'm really excited about is finding out about more restaurants that are offering happy hours that go beyond 6 o'clock.
I think
industry average is 4 to 6 p.m., and it's always nice when you can find a restaurant that has something to offer a little bit later. So that's been great. certainly this is prime time for patio dining in southern Arizona and Tucson. So get out there, get outside, enjoy those patios. There's some great restaurants to choose from. So we got to do that because, you know, those of us that have lived here long enough, our blood thins out. And in about 5 days, we'll be complaining it's too cold.
So
we got to get out there and enjoy that. And then a little bit of travel around the country. I was sharing with you before the show, had one of the best meals I've had in a long time at a restaurant called Gruner's up in Portland. So if you make it up to that way, you got to go visit Gruner's. It's an Austrian restaurant, fantastic, in the Pearl District.
Austrian food. So what do you think about, to the novice of the Austrian culinary experience, how would you describe sort of traditional Austrian cuisine?
Well, I think we often think of schnitzel as being, you know, the dish, right? So I think for this particular restaurant, the breads, I don't think we often think about how much they're into their pastry and their breads and the fresh breads that this particular restaurant served. And just the variety, and they were very much into the produce. And so it was really nice. It was the end of summer up in Portland, and so they had a chance to showcase some of that great produce that they grow in the region. And just very delicate. I think, you know, when they do their sauces and their ingredients, they don't overdo it. They keep it simple, but right on point.
I love it. And so you were over on the East Coast as well not too long ago.
I was. You know, I had a chance to be down in the nation's capital and a great food town. In fact, one of my favorite restaurants just outside of downtown is called Grapeseed. It's a fine dining restaurant. Wonderful chef there, Jeff Heilman. And he just opened a new place called Lobster's Freddy Shack, or Freddy's Lobster Shack, got that backwards.
Freddy's Lobster Shack.
Yeah, it's named after his grandfather, who was a lobsterman, and it was fantastic.
Right
was,
in Washington, D.C.
It's just out, just across the line over in Bethesda.
Oh, it's great to know. You know, I'm a native of Washington, D.C., and I'm going to be going back there in 2 weeks, so I know exactly where I'm going to be having dinner.
Yeah.
And then when I'm up in Baltimore, you suggested that there's an interesting concept out there.
Yeah, there's some Woodbridge, and out in the Woodbury is the name of the restaurant, and it's fantastic. It was sort of the farm-to-table kind of feeling, and the ambiance is such, it's in a 100-year-old barn, and just felt good. Tasted great menu, really fresh oysters.
Mm.
The vegetables were fantastic, and it was a fantastic dining experience. Highly recommend it.
Wow. Well, speaking of fantastic experiences, look who just showed up, Jane McCollum herself. You know, when Jane shows up at these broadcasts, there's this spirit of warmth and yes, of course, Jane, I know. I heard that. She just makes this whole area come alive, and you know, this first Thursday marketplace was this the concept of the art walk just taken to a whole nother level again. You just can't walk around Main Gate Square and not find something that you can engage in. It's not just about a great place to have a great meal and a great sip of some Lebanese beer as we're having here at Sinbad's, but just the art that's out here. I mean, and the music that's out here. I had no idea Al Perry was going to be performing. I mean, this is huge. So Jane McCollum, Main Gate Square, the Grand Dame of the neighborhood. I just thank you for everything that you've done here and keeping us all fed and libated and entertained. Again, we're broadcasting live from Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine at 810 East University Boulevard, right here in the heart of Main Gate Square, right on University, just east of Euclid, at the south end of Geronimo Plaza, where all the action is. This is a great place. It's a wonderful patio, as Michael Luria suggested. I think, in fact, one of the best patios in southern Arizona. Come join us for 3 appetizers and a bottle of house wine. Freddie himself is here to make sure you have this traditional Mediterranean experience. Again, 3 appetizers for the menu, a bottle of house wine, for only $25.
How can you just not get in the car and head right here?
I mean, they're all coming. It's a perfect place to come on the way home from work. Bring the family. There's all kinds of things going on here. I believe the Tyndall parking garage is, you want to make sure you park in the Tyndall parking garage, which is what I did, because the merchants here in Main Gate Square, they're going to validate your parking. I mean, this is just absolutely after 5 o'clock. This is the place you need to be. Anyway, we're talking about Lebanese wine, but this is the time of the show where we get to learn a little bit more about wine. And in fact, Michael, you're a wine sophisticate yourself, but you always learn a thing or two from our next guest. From Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room is Yvonne Fouché with us.
I am. How you doing, Matt? God, it sounds like you're having a riot.
We are having a great time. We are about to dive into some wonderful Mediterranean cuisine. You know, I bet your patio tonight is just as fun as the patio that I'm sitting on. This is why we love living in southern Arizona, because we get to spend some time outdoors and have some wonderful wine. And we're wondering, you know, you've worked very hard, Yvonne, all week to come up for that right experience for all of our listeners. What do you have up your sleeve for the wine of the week this week?
Well, you know, I normally pick a wine that's in our tasting, but I've broke the rule this week, and this one isn't going to be in the tastings for about a week or two, actually next week, because it's a Thanksgiving wine. But it's never too early to start thinking about and planning for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And it is my wheelbarrow wine. which means I got a screaming deal on it. And it's sitting in the wheelbarrow, and it's for everybody's taking, and it is a Beaujolais, which goes absolutely wonderful with turkey.
Beautiful. And so you're giving our listeners a heads up, because we got a few more weeks until Thanksgiving, but this is the best time to go in there and sample and try some great wines and come up with your wine list for a beautiful Thanksgiving meal. And this wine sounds like it's going to be perfect for that day.
Oh, it really is. You know, Beaujolais has always been known to partner well with Thanksgiving. And I actually have three in the wheelbarrow. They're all Grand Cru Beaujolais, which means that that's the highest classification. It's the highest category of Beaujolais. So it's the most tightly controlled, and it's actually the most profound of all the Beaujolais. Now, there's 10 different Grand Crus, and these are three of them that are very, very famous in France.
I mean, you can't imagine having Michael Luria a Thanksgiving dinner at the Luria home without several bottles of Beaujolais.
You got to have a couple bottles of everything. You know, it's just Thanksgiving. You got to enjoy. You got to pace yourself, of course, but you got to enjoy.
That's
well,
right.
And that's one of the beauties of Beaujolais too, is it's not a high alcohol wine, and so therefore you can pound down a boatload more.
Right. Exactly right. And so with that in mind, we're going to have people come in and try this great Beaujolais. By the way, remind all of our listeners exactly how much this wine costs.
Well, it's in the wheelbarrow for $8.99 a bottle.
My goodness. Did you say $8.99?
Yes, and these are $20 bottles of wine.
Yeah, and that's why you do this this community such a great service, because you travel the world and look for the great wines and the great wine values, and, you know, you beat the people up to get them down to a price that you know that your customers are going to expect. So this great bottle of Beaujolais, just custom made for a Thanksgiving experience, for only $8.99.
Great.
Isn't
on the
that
pocketbook,
something? I was so excited when I found this wine, and I found it in time for, well, actually, I bought it a bit ago because I was trying to beat all the other retailers around town to the good deals, and I saw all this Beaujolais, and it's like, oh, I've got to have this.
Absolutely.
So I bought it all. I bought every last bit of it.
Beautiful. So, you know, you're not going to have a whole lot left once all of our listeners get down there to Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Again, tonight, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. is this great wine tasting that Yvonne has worked all week for. You get a chance to come in and sample a flight of six premium wines from around the world, and she's going to pair those up with some delicious cheeses, and you're going to have a great community experience. You're going to meet some friends down there. You're going to meet some people that you'll be friends with for life down there. And with that wine tasting experience this weekend, what kind of theme have you built around?
Well, you know what we're doing is, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, next to Thanksgiving. I'd have to say Thanksgiving's my number one, but
right on.
Halloween. And I've just decided to keep the party going. So we're doing Halloween wines. We're doing a Halloween theme, and we're just continuing with the masquerade. So what we've got is we've got a beautiful Chardonnay and a white blend out of Spain. So a lot of these have to do with either the name of the wine or the label of the wine and how Halloween-y they are. You know, we're reintroducing the Velvet Devil Merlot and the Spanish Demon. We've got a Tannat in there, so we've just got a wide range of beautiful wines, and we're just playing this weekend. That's all we're doing.
Absolutely delicious. I mean, Michael and I are probably going to be in there at some point over the weekend to drink what's left in your supply. Anyway, all of our listeners, go say hi to Yvonne Fouché, the oracle of wisdom in this community when it comes to great bottles of wine that, as Michael Luria suggested, is real easy on the pocketbook. Again, what a great thing you're doing, and we can't wait to see you this weekend.
Oh, I look forward to that, too. You guys have fun eating that Mediterranean food.
Oh, we're going to do it. We're going to think about you with every single bite, Yvonne. Anyway,
sure.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn just a little bit more about Catavinos, and when we come back, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Michael Luria and learn what he has going on at Children's Museum Tucson. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine, right in the heart of Main Gate Square for another exciting First Thursday Marketplace right here every first Thursday of the month in Main Gate Square. No place you'd rather be than right here with our celebrity co-host, Michael Lurie. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always is great to be here.
You know, I love sitting with you and talking about food. It's almost as fun as sitting and enjoying food with you, and we're going to be doing that in the second half of the show. But, you know, you, in addition to your sort of foodie celebrity persona, I'm going to call you a celebrity again.
I don't know about the celebrity part.
You know what? Well, you know, just let me go with that. Because,
okay.
Can I lay my hands right here on your... Okay. In addition to being a man about town on the food side of things, you know, you've got this great thing called Children's Museum Tucson, which has really kind of redefined opportunities for kids and families alike to come experience kinds of different things. What do you have going on at the museum these days?
I tell you, you know, it's a very exciting time in the life of the Children's Museum Tucson. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year.
Oh, no kidding.
And lots of new and exciting things, new exhibits, expanded educational programming. And really the culmination of our efforts this year is coming up on Saturday, November 12th. We are having an adults-only function. It's called an evening of play. It's our party to celebrate our 25th anniversary. It's probably one of the few times that you can come without your kids, enjoy the museum, and have a cocktail at the same time.
A cocktail at the Children's Museum.
Yes.
I like that.
Doesn't that sound good? It sort of sounds like bad, but in a very good way. Like, you know, you're being naughty, but it's all good. And in addition to having a cocktail, you can be enjoying some great food from some great Tucson restaurants, too.
Right, and so the name of the event again is...
It's an evening of play.
An evening of play, yeah. And it gives you a chance to come in there, have a cocktail, see the museum in a way that you really aren't able to see it when you have your kids there, because at this point it's all about mom and dad.
It is. It is for all moms and dads and those without kids to come and play and have a good time. And we'll have 8 different restaurants providing food, libations. We'll have a signature platini. So that'll be our signature martini that's served all night. We'll have some wine and beer. We're also going to have a wine blending station where you can create your own custom glass of a red wine.
Oh,
and
how
you can
cool.
choose how much Cabernet or Merlot or Petit Sirah you want in your glass. So that'll be fantastic. And we have lots of entertainment. We have organizations like the Physics Factory coming, the Parasol Project,
wonderful.
Elemental Artistry, and the Empire High School Steel Drum Band is going to serenade everybody as they walk into the event in the evening. And perhaps maybe the part I'm looking forward to the most is in the end, towards the end of the evening after dark, scotch and s'mores out on the patio.
That got Christopher Lidberg's attention, our producer here. Scotch and s'mores, you know, those are the two of the basic food groups. I mean, I think that this, let's just call it what it is.
They will be on November 12th.
Scotch and s'mores following all this great food and all this great wine just sounds like a... you know, one of the things I like about the way this event sounds, and it's just so different than every other event that there is in Tucson. And I want to kick around, you know, bad events in town with, you know, that always like to celebrate all the great restaurants. But this is something that's just so fun and kind of quirky and kind of cool.
It is. And one of the things that's going to make it really interesting is these restaurants that are participating with us, they're all going to feature a dish that comes that's reflective of their menu.
Hmm.
But we've also asked them to go back and say, give us an adult version of a kid's classic. So El Charro is going to be one of our restaurants, and they're going to be doing a Chipotle mac and cheese. Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails is doing griddled chunky peanut butter with bacon and Wilcox jam.
Of course he will.
The Abbey will be there with pigs in a pretzel and warm cheese sauce. We have mozzarella sticks with marinara sauce. We have a short rib slider, have some ice cream, other desserts. So it's going to be real fun. I mean, it's all about play. So we're making it about fun and engaging, a little different, like you said, than most events. It's still a fundraiser, so the proceeds from the ticket sales go to support the educational programming and hands-on exhibits at the Children's Museum.
Wonderful. So put November the 12th on your calendar. Give our listeners a sense of how they can get tickets, if any are still available.
They are. We do have some tickets left. They're $125 per person.
Does that include the scotch and the s'mores?
It includes all the scotch and s'mores you can have. And a good percentage of that is tax deductible. You can get more information about the event by going to our website, Children's Museum Tucson. So it's children's, plural, museumtucson.org. And there's a link that will take you right there, and you can learn more about it. You can also buy tickets online. You can also call the museum at 792-9985, and we'll be happy to share more with you. But it's going to be a great evening of fun, entertainment, fine food, great libations. and all for a good cause.
Sounds like a great time. I'm going to have to put that on my calendar. So the thing I wanted to ask you about, in addition to the event that you've got going on November the 12th, are you settling into a whole new range of programming down there at the museum for the holidays?
We are. Well, not so much for the holidays, but just new and different things.
Oh, great.
Part of Evening of Play is we're actually introducing our newest exhibit. It's called Bodyology. It is about health and wellness for children. It's something that's so important in our community. And it actually opens this coming Tuesday on the 8th. And we have a component of it is the grossology wall, the gross wall. We have a way bigger than life size, a huge ear, eye, nose, heart, lungs, and eye on the wall. And just to give you an example with the nose, I mean, you can visit the nose. You can explore inside this gigantic nose, and it's quite interesting. And we have a grocery store, a vegetable garden, an orchard where you can pick fruit from the trees, and a treehouse. So it's a really dynamic exhibit about health and wellness, healthy eating, lifestyle, things like that. We also have new programming. We have something called We Play, which is our early childhood education programming for kids 4 and under. We've expanded it to be 5 times a week, and starting in January, we're doing a physical fitness program called We Move. So those are really exciting components of what we're doing. We still offer $2 admission on the first Sunday of every month through the end of the year. And because it's our 25th anniversary, on the 25th of November, you can get in for $2 all day as well.
My goodness. So remind our listeners exactly where Children's Museum Tucson is located.
We are downtown in the historic Carnegie Library. We're at 200 South 6th Avenue. We're on 6th Avenue, just one block south of Broadway.
Yeah, you have the absolute perfect location for what a children's museum should be. You've got the perfect environment. I mean, that whole story about how the children's museum came to be really is an inspiring story in and of itself. And then bringing you on board as executive director, for you taking the museum to a whole different level, providing all kinds of great experiences, again, not only for the kids, but for moms and dads as well.
It is a family, it is a place for families to spend quality time together, and it's fun and it's educational. And when you get down to looking at some of our youngest visitors, young kids, their job is play. Their job as their development is to go and play and experience, use their imagination, use their tactile skills. Things like that. So we have a really dedicated staff. We have a fairly small staff, but they're very passionate and very dedicated about what we do. And we have touched just about every corner of the museum in the last couple of years with new exhibits, expanded programming, making it light, bright, fun, interactive. And we'd love it if people came down and took a chance to see it. And come down to Evening and Play and support the Children's Museum, and most importantly, have a fantastic time.
That's great. We're talking to Michael Lurie, your executive director of Children's Museum Tucson. Also, the food, meals, and entertainment columnist for Inside Tucson Business. We don't want to forget that.
No, and did you notice who just walked by, actually,
no,
ironically? Dave Hatfield, editor of Inside Tucson Business.
You're kidding me.
No.
As I'm saying,
yeah.
Man, I did not even see him. You know, Inside Tucson Business should be part of all of our listeners' weekly diet. Comes out every Friday. This is not a paid statement. I mean, this is something that every business person needs to read to keep current on what's going on in the Tucson business community, and to read Michael Lurie's column that comes out every Friday, Meals and Entertainment, because you kind of give us all a sneak peek at what's going on in the Tucson food world.
Well, I certainly like to be able to share some of the information that I know about what's going on and what might be interesting and valuable and new opportunities to go out and explore some of Tucson's great food, because
Fantastic.
We are very fortunate.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when On the Menu Live returns, we're going to be going straight to the heart of the Mediterranean part of the world by enjoying some lovely, fine Mediterranean cuisine right here at Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine right here in Main Gate Square. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A couple of U.N. diplomats tell CNN that France and Britain will abstain if the U.N. Security Council votes on the Palestinians' bid for statehood. But CNN's Richard Roth tells us the matter may not even make it to a vote.
The Palestinians need at least 9 in favor. It's dwindling a bit. It really is going to be a razor-thin margin whether this resolution can even meet the minimum requirements for a vote.
The U.S. already has said it will veto a bid for Palestinian statehood. The judge will turn the case over to the jury, and sometime tomorrow, jurors will begin deliberating the fate of Dr. Conrad Murray. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter in Michael Jackson's death. Murray could go to prison if convicted. Texas Governor Rick Perry tells CNN his campaign had nothing to do with leaking details of past sexual harassment charges against rival candidate Herman Cain. Perry says he would fire anyone in his campaign he found leaking rumors. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
This season, when you trade in your old tangled-up Christmas lights at the Home Depot, you'll get up to $5 off a brand new string of holiday LEDs. They'll burn even brighter and use up to 80% less energy. So to find a lower energy bill under the Christmas tree this year, just bring in your old lights, working or not, for up to $5 off a new string of LEDs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 13th, U.S. only. Limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living Carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on Martha Stewart Living Carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers, and dogs. Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft, and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the heart of Main Gate Square, Sinbad's fine Mediterranean cuisine at 810 University Boulevard. You know, this is live radio, and I had a mouthful of hummus, and then the commercial ended, and here we are, Michael Aria.
Enjoying a wonderful food, great ambiance, great patio, and a nice cold beer.
And a nice cold Lebanese beer, which is going beautifully with these little tapas that Freddie brought out. And I want to remind our listeners that tonight, if you come over here and say hi, and we love seeing Scott and Rochelle Letier stop by. They heard the show on the radio. They ran over here to Sinbad's. Now they're enjoying a nice dinner. That's how this works, Michael Luria.
That's the way it should be working.
But what's happening is Freddie himself is providing you with an experience unlike any other. Tonight he's going to give you three appetizers, any three of the appetizers on this glorious menu, alongside a bottle of house wine for only $25.
He's giving it away.
He's giving it away. I mean, you think that he's in the business to make some money, but, you know, he wants to share the culture, share the passion, share the intrigue with people that might not have ever tried, Mediterranean, Lebanese kind of food before. This is the place to do it, the time to do it, and the price is right.
And his passion shows in his cooking. Have you tried the hummus yet?
I've tried the hummus. Now, let me just, disclaimer here. I think that Sinbad says the best hummus I've ever had. And so I've had it before. I've had it a million times. And it's not just the ingredients that he uses, but it's almost like, I mean, you know that it's made so authentically, it's done with that tradition, with that intention. So it doesn't taste like sort of the commercial hummus that you might be used to. I mean, this is the flavors of the Mediterranean part of the world are really coming out of this hummus.
Absolutely. He has just prepared some great appetizers for us to enjoy. The tabbouleh, we've got some steak with a mushroom sauce here. The cod? Phenomenal features that he's put forth tonight.
Yeah, he's got this this fillet of cod with a turmeric cream, and Freddie has told me that turmeric is a spice that's used in Mediterranean cuisine. It has health benefits. There are healthy properties associated with the range of flavors and spices that are used in that part of the world, so you can actually come and have this kind of culinary experience and know that you're doing a body good.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to try the cod. I've not tried the cod yet. Have you gone into
the cod? I did try the cod. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. It was there, and I just had to enjoy it, and it's absolutely fantastic.
As I'm beginning to taste this cod, now, you were in the restaurant business for a long time, and let me just say, as I do every time you're on the show, Terracotta was among our favorite restaurants here in southern Arizona. Always brought out-of-town guests to Terracotta for that truly sort of southern Arizona experience. So you know your way around a kitchen. You know your way around a bar. What am I going to experience when I'm going in for this cod with this turmeric cream?
You know, first of all, the fish is cooked so perfectly well. It's got that warm richness to it, very light. And then you have the spices. You have the melding of the flavors. Really done quite well. And it's very balanced. And I think that's what you're looking for. Whether you're enjoying a glass of wine or you're trying fine cuisine, it's about balance. It's trying to find that perfect harmony.
Yeah, and harmony is a great word. I'm glad you used it because, you know, so often when you are using such a wide range of flavor profiles with spices from all different parts of the world, I think you might have the temptation to overuse and to overspice and to overseason, trying to do what you think is a good idea. But the flavors of some of these spices are so wonderful, it just takes a little bit to sort of kiss the dish that's incorporated with. And you say that's really what the harmony is all about.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes you have to subscribe to it. A little goes a long way.
Right. So let's talk about this tabbouleh. So, again, this is a great time of year. It's just the beautiful color, this emerald green color, you know, peppered with these wonderful fresh tomatoes, some garlic. It's got a little bit of a crunch. I mean, this looks like it's going to be delicious.
It is. And, you know, when you talk about food, sometimes you don't think of brightness, but this has got that brightness to it. I mean, it really pops. You talked about the green, and that just tells you how fresh it is. And it's just, you know, you eat with your eyes first. Whenever you sit down, you sort of look at the dish that's in front of you, and that's how you first enjoy it. You know, first with your eyes, and then maybe with the aroma, what you smell of it, and then it goes in your mouth, and you get that taste.
You know, it's funny you mention aroma. When I was emceeing the World Margarita Championship last week, You know, I had a great time sampling margaritas from all across southern Arizona. But I had the opportunity to watch the judges, and these are world-class mixologists from all over the world. And the first thing that they did is they looked, before they even began to pick up their pencils and began to judge, they looked at the glass, and they just sat there and they stared at it for what appeared to be, you know, an eternity. They're really taking in what that margarita looks like in the glass. And then they would actually bring it up to their nose, and they would just take a very, you know, soft inhalation. And one of the mixologists, he actually began to judge the margarita based on sight and based on smell. He hadn't even tasted it yet, and he's already beginning the judging process.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the ways that you see those that are really into their wine and enjoy wine and are very skilled at it, far more than I am, for sure. And that's how they start. They really, you can tell a lot about a wine, almost most things about a wine, before you even take a sip.
Right, absolutely. You know, speaking of margaritas, I should probably applaud all of our good friends over at La Fuente, a Mexican restaurant. They actually took home the people, or the judges' choice award at the margarita competition, and I was just very proud of them, because longtime Tucson family, been around for, I think, 60 years, that restaurant right over there on Oracle, and I think sort of Grant area. They actually were up against some fierce competitors, some serious master mixologists, and La Fuente said, you know, I think we make a pretty good margarita. They used this tamarind paste that they sort of rendered down and was the basis for this wonderful margarita. So the judges were almost unanimous in saying, this is the world's best margarita.
It goes back to those spices again, and right, the nuances that they can add flavor. So it's not just about food, but obviously to drinks as well.
Exactly. Well, we're having a great time here at Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine. There's a break between the bands. You know, the entertainment is going to keep going all through the evening. All a great time here. Wonderful beer and wine tastings, great food, great family affair. We're here with Michael Luria from Children's Museum Tucson, and Christopher Lindbergh, not like we haven't had enough to eat already, is bringing over something that appears to be a kebab of sorts. Michael, what are you looking at here on this virtual spike, this spit of love that is just seeing some gorgeous chunks of fresh meat and some pepper and some tomato and some onion and some chicken on yours. I mean, this is a glorious thing.
It's been fantastic, and Freddie is really rolling out the red carpet and showing us some true hospitality, and it's what he does for all of his guests here. And it's why you should come on down, enjoy the special, the appetizers, the three appetizers, the bottle of wine, and really get to experience firsthand what we're so fortunate to be enjoying right now.
Now, why? So I'm looking at that rice that is that the kebabs are served atop of, and it has this almost electrifying color of yellow. I'm imagining, Michael Luria, that that's got to be a saffron base.
You would think. I think it certainly does look like it's got that influence there, and it is, getting back to that conversation we had earlier, it's bright. It is standing out there. There's a lot of freshness in the appearance as well as the taste.
Well, if that is saffron, again, my hat's off to Freddie, because saffron is not an inexpensive spice, Michael.
Not at all, and it's not an easy one to work with oftentimes.
Yeah, so we're going to give a shot of this, looks like this wonderful beef kebab that has been lovingly skewered by this spike of love. Spike of love. We're inventing new phrases.
It sounds like a band. Maybe that's the next act.
All right,
I'm going to
go ahead and sample this kebab. It means you have to talk while I eat.
And then we're going to get the sort of play-by-play reaction of the flavors that you're experiencing and how it feels and tastes and all of that.
Deep, rich cut of beef. Flavor is just big, and it's bold. It's got some wonderful garlic. It's got some, I think there's some paprika in there. And you don't have to do a whole lot more to that to really bring out the real flavor of the beef, as we were talking about. This is exceptional.
It's fantastic to be down here and enjoying this phenomenal food and his great cuisine and the ambiance here at Main Gate in Geronimo Square. So I think we are very fortunate to be enjoying such a wonderful evening in Tucson, Arizona.
We are always treated like first-class citizens, and it's not just us because we have a microphone, you know, strapped to our heads here. I mean, everyone is treated like family when they come here at Main Gate. It's almost like all of the restaurants sort of come together and say, look, we know that you work hard all day, and when you are done with your job, you want to come here and you want to just lay all your stresses aside. So whether it's the, you know, validating your parking or providing great entertainment or providing a world-class culinary experience that, let me just say, you can't find anywhere else in southern Arizona. I mean, I've always called Main Gate Square sort of the international destination for world cuisine. Mm-hmm. I mean, where else can you walk down two blocks and go. You can go get some great Mediterranean food. You can get some great Italian food, some great Mexican food.
There's Indian
gastro pubs
right.
here, Indian food.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a little walk around the block, and you might even be able to see Jane McCollum while you're at it.
Absolutely.
Signing autographs from 6:30 to 7 here every... No, she gets sick of this every time, but I can't take it. I just have to keep sharing about my love and my passion for Jane McCollum. So, you know, this is a big weekend also on the east side of town because there's a restaurant that's going to be celebrating their first birthday.
Absolutely, and a great restaurant at that. The Abbey. The Abbey is celebrating their first birthday, and they have some great things planned. In fact, it's in my column for Inside Tucson Business tomorrow. But as a little preview for them to celebrate, they brought Tin Cup Gypsy, which is a band out of Nashville with roots and ties to Tucson. They're coming to town. I think the festivities begin at 6:30 p.m.,
right.
So you can come and enjoy some live entertainment. There'll be some specials, and there'll be some birthday cake, I believe, later in the evening.
Indeed.
So lots of good things happening. And, you know, I tell you what, it's such an accomplishment to make your first anniversary as a restaurant. I mean, so many restaurants don't make it to year one. And so for the Abbey to be able to do that, hats off to them for doing a great job and keeping a lot of happy diners out in that part of town.
Yeah, 1 year, just a major testament to Brian Metzger's leadership and his whole team. Now, I've heard the birthday cake is sort of the, you know, the crowning moment when they're going to be serving up this wonderful birthday cake. But the birthday cake is actually sneaking into the cocktail as well. I understand. Now, I've got to see it to believe it. I actually have to taste it to believe it. There is a vodka that is put out by the Three Olives Vodka Company, and it's called Birthday Cake Vodka. So it's a vodka with the flavor of birthday cake, and they're going to make a cocktail for that special occasion.
What a great way to celebrate.
So I think it's going to have some birthday cake vodka, a little cream de cassis, some pineapple juice, and some raspberry ice that's going to create a great birthday cocktail for the Abbey.
Maybe it should be a birthday week then.
It really should be. And then their brother restaurant up on Ina and Oracle, Jack's Kitchen, just yesterday launched their lunch program. They did lunch a long time ago. They decided to take a break on that, and they decided that because the calls and emails and texts just kept coming in to give people on the northwest side of town another option for a great business lunch. I was there on opening day. The balloons were out. They had some great cupcakes there. Had a wonderful North Carolina pulled pork sandwich. It's a great lunch. Jack's Kitchen, Wednesday through Saturday from 11:30 to 2:30, a great lunch.
Well, I sure hope they have the red velvet cheesecake available at lunch.
Yeah, red velvet.
That's all you need.
Well, I won't tell you actually how much we ate while we were at Jack's. I mean, I wanted to, you know, in the spirit of authenticity, I wanted to make sure that I had the chance to really try a lot of everything just so I could get that Jack's experience. It's another notch out of the belt there.
You know, it's part of what you have to do. I mean, you know, and we are just so grateful that you're able to go out there for the dining public and sort of try all this great food and then share it with us here on the show.
Absolutely. Well, you know, let's give away something fun. What do you say? Let's give away, if people have never been to Sinbad's, you know, what better time to come than if it's going to be on Freddie himself? So we're going to come up with a great trivia question, and I'm actually haven't thought about what one could be. Maybe we make it about the Children's Museum. Maybe to make it about, you know, why don't you think about what that could be? And while Michael is thinking, I will say we're going to open up the phones, and the first person that calls the number and answers the trivia question with the correct answer is going to be Freddie's guest here at Sinbad's. You're going to be able to experience lunch or dinner on him and have the wonderful worldly flavors of Mediterranean cuisine. If you know the answer to the question, what do you think is a good question?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many opportunities. So how easy or difficult do we want to make
this? You know, we want to go sort of right down the middle. You know, we don't want to do it, you know, too easy because, you know, then the first person is going to get it. Then we don't want to make it too hard because no one's going to call in. So,
right. Well, how about we try this? So you tell me if this sounds too difficult.
Okay.
There are three women that founded the Children's Museum back in 1986, and two of them are pretty prominent Tucsonans.
Good question.
I think you might know who they might be. So how about the first person who can identify one of the three women that were founders of the Children's Museum?
That's a great question, Michael Luria. Give us a call if you can name at least one female,
yep.
right, who an original founder of the Tucson Children's Museum at that time. If you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win dinner or lunch at Sinbad's. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Sinbad's fine Mediterranean cuisine right here in the heart of Main Gate Square, having a great Mediterranean culinary experience with my good friend Michael Luria.
Great to be here. It's been fantastic. We are enjoying so much great food and great ambiance down here at Main Gate. And can't wait till next Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you want to be the co-host of next Thursday's show, too? You know, because we actually eat fairly well. This is a wonderful thing. You know,
absolutely.
I don't steer you wrong, Michael Luria. I want to give you the best of everything.
You are living in the promised land.
I'm living in the promised land. I'm living the dream, as my good friend Christopher is known to say. Anyway, I want to remind of our listeners that we have a chance for you to win lunch or dinner at Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine. If you think you know the answer to the trivia question, and the question is, there were three original founders of the Tucson Children's Museum, and they were, you know, very prominent in their own right, and we want to know if any of our listeners know who one of them is. If you can just name one of the founders of the Tucson Children's Museum, you're going to be a guest of Freddie at Sinbad's, and the number to call is 529-3508. I'll check in with Sydney to see if we have any callers at the studio.
We do. We have Tony.
And we want to welcome Tony to On the Menu Live. Hey, how are you, Tony?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. So, you know, you think you might know your way around about a little Tucson history. We're going to ask you, name one of the founders of the museum.
Celeste Peterson.
Say again?
Celeste Peterson.
Oh, so...
Celeste Peterson. Yeah,
you're
absolutely
right, Tony. Congratulations. Now, this is, I thought it was a great question. I, in fact, thought it was going to be a little bit of a stumper. I mean, because you've got to be a Tucson history sort of buff to know that information or be able to get to Google during the commercial.
Yeah, be quick on your computer.
Tony, I'm not going to put you on the spot to ask you which option you exercise, but congratulations, you nailed it. So you're going to be a guest of Freddie over here at Sinbad's Fine Mediterranean Cuisine. Now, Tony, have you ever been to Sinbad's before?
No, I'm excited to go.
Oh, he's never been there before, Michael. So we had this great steak with this wonderful wine sauce. We had really the best hummus that you're ever going to find, some delicious tabbouleh, some wonderful roasted chicken. We had a filet of cod with this turmeric cream sauce. Tony, oh, is that you coming right now, Tony? Oh, there he is. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, it's going to be Freddie's privilege to host you here and a friend, and we want you to personally ask for Freddie by name and say, I heard about your wonderful restaurant on the radio.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Don't go away. Sydney back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we are going to mail that gift card to you as soon as we get back to work.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
got Seal right off the bat, and it ties into actually an evening of play because we're honoring our three founders, Seal in memoriam, but also Dorothy Finley and Evelyn Carswell Bing.
Wow. So the three of them came together, what year?
It was in 1986, and they recognized that Tucson was lacking, was an institution, a place for children, and it was for and about children and families to spend quality time together. And the Children's Museum actually started in a one-room building in Fort Lowell Park back in 1986, and since 1991, we've been in the old historic Carnegie Library downtown.
Yeah, and it's such a gorgeous facility. I mean, there's the building and the frontage and just the facade. I mean, it's a glorious building. As I said, I couldn't imagine the museum really being anywhere else.
Yeah, it's a great place for us to be. We love being downtown. We love being part of the revitalization, although I'd like to say we've been part of it the whole time. And, but obviously, things are happening downtown, and that's very exciting. And we love playing a part of it and being able to be a resource for children and families in Southern Arizona.
That's great. Well, my hat's off to everything that you've done at the Children's Museum Tucson. Again, want to make sure that all of our listeners get to the website, call the telephone number, get the tickets for this wonderful evening of play on November the 12th. Again, Scotch and S'mores.
Scotch and S'mores.
As, you know, what more can you possibly say? This great appetizer lunch that Freddie is offering, three appetizers for only $9 here at Sinbad's. I mean, garbanzo, lemon, garlic, tahini, olive oil, hummus. We've got wonderful domates and pita, which is these great grape leaves stuffed with seasoned rice and herbs. Wonderful eggplant, lemon, garlic, tahini, olive oil, baba ganoush, and pita. I just learned how to pronounce that just about an hour before the show as I was preparing. Then you've got some wonderful salads. I mean, some people just put two or three salads on the menu just because they think they have to. Freddie's got darn near 10 to 15 salads here that he's put out for everybody to enjoy. As we said, some lovely traditional Lebanese beer, Lebanese wine to accompany all of your choices. You've got a huge pita sandwich part of the menu. Looking at that, Michael, I'm thinking this kofta kebab looks good. Cinnamon spiced ground beef with onions, tomatoes, and romaine lettuce, parsley, tahini sauce, and pickles. I love cinnamon in my
You know, when you look at this menu, there is something for everybody. There's so much variety, so many choices. Everybody's going to be happy down here at Sinbad's.
Right. So have you been here before? Have you eaten here before at
Sinbad's? I have been.
Yeah?
I have been. And you know what? It's great to come back, and it just reminds me that I need to come more often.
Right. And what about Main Gate Square? So you're a regular fixture down here. Are there some other places that you like to come while you're down here?
You know, Pasco, of course. And, I have kids, and so Johnny Rockets. I mean, if you've got kids, you have to go to Johnny Rockets from time to time. So there's lots of different options. Red Velvet, if you want to eat a little cupcakes for dessert. So there's just so much variety, and then you have, classics, Frog and Birkin.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Sit out on the patio and enjoy the weather. So there's a lot of choices down here.
Doing that without notes. I'm very impressed, Michael Luria. You just pulled that off beautifully. Now, are they still making the smiley face with the ketchup at Johnny Rockets?
I think they are, sometimes they get away from that, and you have to ask. Come on, I want the smiley face.
You know, budget cuts, times are tough. You know, we're going to get rid of something. We got to X the ketchup smiley faces, team. No, We're doing a great service here. Everyone there at Johnny Rockets providing that great 50s-style diner experience. A lot of fun.
Well, maybe much like Sinbad's, Main Gate Square, there is something for everybody down here. There's so much variety in the types of restaurants you can visit. Even if you don't know where you're going to go, just drive on down here. You've got the validated parking now at night. Come down and then pick a place.
Yeah, exactly. And if you need some help picking a place, we're going to help you out. Look, Campus Candy, 20% off everything in the store tonight. Everything in the store at 20% off. Again, Pasco Kitchen and Lounge, the Brews and Bells, $2 off specialty drinks. Over at Sultan Palace, the second entree is half off when you order one. The Scented Leaf is free award-winning tea samples. My goodness, eat a pita, free combo with any full-price pita or salad. I mean, all you have to do is walk up and down University Boulevard, just stick your head in, introduce yourself to someone who's going to make you a great meal, and you're going to have a brand new friend.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Michael Luria, thank you so much for everything you do, and thanks for joining us here on this wonderful broadcast. Children's Museum Tucson, we love everything you guys are doing.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun. Yes, the entire show will rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and Michael Luria reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Tucson's Jolt. Having heard from all of you, it seems only fair, doesn't it, that you should now hear from all of me.
KJLL, South Tucson.